Thank you. We have four other authors. Eleanor Hare is a retired computer science professor. Barbara Zee is the president of the League of Women Voters in South Carolina. Chip Moore is a programmer who grew up in Myrtle Beach but has been living in Boston for I don't know how many years. And Frank Heindel is the guy who really got this started, who's a commodities broker. Most of the time he spends is managing grain silos on the Mississippi. Let's see. There we go. South Carolina adopted ESNS Ivotronics starting 2006-ish using its HAVA money. For reference for this crowd, this is exactly the system that was discussed in the Everest Report, which is information I got by FOIA after the chair of the State Election Commission told the commission after I presented something to them that, in fact, I was talking about an old system and not the one they were using. Absentee voting can be done by mail on paper. About half of the votes are on paper, and about half of the votes wind up being on DREs in the election headquarters at county seats. And some counties collect the DRE votes electronically, and some counties do it manually with the expected results that you get from doing the manual updates. We have no paper trail and no post-election auditing whatsoever until all future elections, which is what we're told now. So we use the Ivotronic. The PEB is the little handheld device that opens and closes the machine to accept a single vote each time. The official procedure has been that the green stripe master PEB, one per precinct, opens and closes each Ivotronic, and then the red stripe PEBs are used all during the day to open the machine to accept one vote, the terminal to accept one vote. When you close the machine, it causes the event log and the vote image file, which is the actual file of cast ballots, to be written to a compact flash memory card, which is then pulled, stuck in a little baggie that looks like a deposit bag for the bank. And then the official count comes only and exactly from collecting totals from the PEBs, and has had nothing to do with the event log or the vote image file up until now. All future elections are supposed to be different now. And something which is relevant to those who actually do elections, for a Tuesday election, the official bylaw certification time is 5 p.m. Friday afternoon. However, there has been a suggestion that they're going to change the law to push that back as needed if, in fact, it's going to take more time to certify counts that wind up being correct. So this is going to be hard to read. This is the actual Canvas checklist. We FOIA'd the Canvas checklists from the 46 counties that are supposed to be turned in before the votes are certified. It turned out last November 12 of the 46 counties actually submitted Canvas checklists. And that of those, I think only two of those 12 counties were places from which we had data at the time. The relevant one is the unchecked third from the bottom box. All flashcard audit data has been uploaded into ERM and securely saved to a CD for required 22-month retention period. CEPRAG, which is the local election procedures requirements and something or other. And Charleston County says, will be completed when IVO's returned. Election directors, state procedure is that the event log and the vote image file will be collected. This is something that's being observed, however, more in the breach than not. Charleston still can't produce about a fourth of the votes from last November. When we asked for data and FOIA data twice, we got 10% of the votes, the same 10% twice. The state has just posted about 75% of it. We're still missing about 30,000 votes. Problems. If you open and close a machine with different PEBs, so you have multiple PEBs closing machines in a given precinct, given that the protocol says you're going to count the totals from the green stripe PEB, there is a possibility you will forget to count the totals from a red stripe PEB. In Ward 21 in Richland County, they opened six PEB. They opened six Ivotronics with two different PEBs, and they only counted the votes from one of the two PEBs, which meant they missed. They failed to count 355 votes. Same thing happened in Race Path, I think, one precinct in Horry County, which is Myrtle Beach area. And we think also in Sumter County. There were all kinds of problems in Sumter County, one of which was a machine in Sumter High Precinct 1 where the 24 votes didn't get collected. Based on other data, I think we have some other instances as well, but the new data just arrived last week on the website, and I was processing it on the way out here on the airplane, but I haven't had a time to really look at it thoroughly, so I'm not going to say too much. Actually, several hundred terminals are open and closed with different PEBs, but given that we have audit data, we can detect this. If you don't close a terminal, then you don't collect the totals to the PEB. And in Bluff Precinct, there were six of the eight machines that did not get closed. The little paper tape that you print, they have to post at the precinct door on the way out when you turn the lights out, specifically says in bold block letters, machine not closed. And 10,026 signatures on the poll ballot, 254 votes were listed. Somehow nobody noticed. And until too late, nobody noticed until too late. These votes were actually collected on the 9th after the certification was made. But if you've got the audit data, you can verify that this has happened and correct for it. If you don't pull the memory cards properly and turn them in, you don't wind up getting the audit data. If you collect the totals into the PEBs and you certify counts based on those totals, then you will have more total votes that you certified than you have data for in the vote image log, so you can determine that that's happened. Based on my rough count from Sunday night's program that I wrote after I arrived here, about 15% of the memory cards were not collected last November and totaled up. Union County didn't actually upload the memory cards until the 3rd of July for the state this a month ago. We can detect that these problems have happened, and sometimes if we have the right data, we can actually correct the problems. And interestingly enough, Beaufort and McCormick County both uploaded their totals on exactly the same March 28th date, which gives us an indication of when the State Election Commission asked the counties for data, which was probably that week. Otherwise, why would they have chosen that random date 4 months after the election to upload votes? Also, we've seen a number of instances, although this is not a huge issue, of test votes. This was an issue, where's Dan Wallach? It was an issue in Webb County, Texas, apparently a few years ago. These have bizarre patterns. In Lexington County, they were 25 votes in one machine spread over 17 precincts, one vote in a bunch of different precincts, straight party ballots, all of them for all the minority parties. And if you know anything about South Carolina politics, it's unlikely that you'll see too many of some of these straight party ballots. Not in Lexington County, no. Again, we can detect this because we wind up with extra votes. We wind up with more votes that are certified, and we wind up with machines that are unaccounted for in this. So what did we do? Frank Heindel started this by issuing some FOIAs, and at this point I have to thank the two funding agencies we have used. One is the Frank Heindel FOIA Fund, and the other is the Duncan Buell FOIA Fund. Between us, we've dropped about $1,500 into the requests for money by the various counties to get data. The 68 file is the manual adjustment file for ESNS. The 68A file is the system log file. The 152 file is the event log file of allegedly all of the events. The 155 file is the actual vote image file. We have about 20 counties we've analyzed extensively, and we've got most of the rest of the data now as of this week. Not all counties complied, not all did very quickly, not all did completely. I will say my first couple of FOIA requests to Richland County, I got back data and a phone call or an email. my third FOIA request after the press release about votes that didn't get counted. I also got a letter from General Counsel explaining why they were complying with the FOIA request. I wish we had good, solid, authoritative, complete data. We don't. We're not going to. One of the reviewers of this paper referred to this paper as an uninvited independent audit. Our data is as good as it's going to be. We work at it, but it's not going to be perfect. I have yet to be permitted to see how machines actually work. Chip Moore and I wrote the programs. I actually assigned some of these programs to my students in the second semester computer science class. They had great fun counting vote. I asked them, among other things, which duck got more votes in Richland County in November, Daffy, Donald, or Daisy, and whether Ray Tanner got the baseball coach who won the national championship got more votes than the football coach. He did, and they were all for governor, interestingly. Spurrier, the football coach, got no votes for governor. He got about 10 votes. But some yo-yo in Lexington County voted for Stephen Colbert for everything. Now, why you would do this, I don't know. It has to be you accompanied your spouse and then you voted just for fun. But
it was Stephen Colbert.
Well, there's another story. So this is the actual vote image file, the asterisk. What we see is the printout of, it's the printout of what would be 132 column fanfold paper printer output. We don't see an electronic file like an XML file. That's proprietary. The asterisk indicates the beginning of a vote, runs down, you see the write-ins for various people, and then on the right-hand side, the contests. The Ivotronic serial numbers all start with a 5. The 5 here is the ballot style number, and the 10, 15, 19 is the candidate sequence number for that precinct, for that Ivotronic, for that ballot style, and it takes that much information to figure out what the candidate sequence number is. The event log file looks like this. You get a line, vote cast by voter. You get a time and date stamp, which very often is useful and sometimes means nothing. We had one machine in Anderson County, I think it was, started voting on the 12th of April, 2053. And since it started at 7 p.m., not 7 a.m., it rolled over to April 13th, 2053, halfway through the election. We had some machines collected votes with a 0000000 time and date. The machines will collect votes almost regardless of what you do. The only control is that they won't close until you declare that it's after closing time, unless you do another mother may I to close it. So you can't close early, but 2053 was after November 2nd, 2010. So all day long they got a message saying it's time to close voting. But of course, if people are in line at the poll and close, they're allowed to vote, at least in the U.S. So you get a bunch of these at the bottom, copy terminal flash audit data. So you get a lot of information. Ivotronic serial number, PEB serial number is the second column. The system log file gives you a bunch of stuff. Toward the bottom, precinct number 9, pack received, ballots 340 from that PEB, total 375. So they already had 35 votes for that precinct. They added in 340. You get that information in South Carolina everywhere except in Beaufort County, which for some reason produces a 68A file that doesn't have the counts. I don't know what configuration manages to make that happen. Neither do any of the election officials, because they've never looked at these files. So, accounting for the PEBs, if the 152 file has all those serial numbers, so you can detect an Ivotronic was opened with a given PEB, an Ivotronic was closed with a given PEB, and you have the number of vote cast events, so you know how many votes there are supposed to be. You can get some of the information you need. The 155 file has the actual votes with the Ivotronic serial number, better be the same number of votes. All we're doing is totaling the Excel spreadsheet across the rows and down the columns and getting the same number in the bottom right corner the way you do when you do a grant proposal. This is not rocket science. The 68A file records the uploads of votes, and given this, you can actually, given all of these files, given the 68 file for manual adjustments where you can figure out when they screwed up, the 68A file for PEB totals, the 152 and the 155, you can do everything except find the missing machines. The terminals, if you had a list of terminals in the election, if you had an electronic list, which they probably do, you could verify that, in fact, you have memory cards from all of the Ivotronics. Otherwise, you simply know that some are missing. And if what we did was look at the missing things, it was usually like 110, 125 votes, which was the average number of votes per Ivotronic across the state. So if you're missing about that many votes, it's probably one machine memory card that you're missing. If it's twice that many, it's probably two. Memory cards, they have serial numbers, but that information never shows up here. If the memory card data isn't collected, the certified count is bigger than the total you get. If the machine hasn't had its votes counted, the certified count is less than what you have votes for. If there are test votes in there, you have some extra votes in the 155 file that are not accounted for. We have a number, we have several hundred, I think, 152 event log records for Ivotronics for which we don't have vote data file, because apparently it takes two or possibly four steps to actually get all of these files created. And one would think human factors would be, if you really want to collect all the event log data, it's one button that the person pushes and not multiple buttons. So, civic action. I do all my work under cover of the League of Women Voters of South Carolina because that's a nonpartisan organization. And I happened to run into the university president walking across campus the day before the press release went out, so I printed off a copy and I handed Harris a copy of this. Said, forewarned, this is going to happen. The press release went out on the 14th of February that there were about 1,127 votes in Richland County not counted. Because of these two mistakes. Big deal, hit the papers. The State Election Commission is contracting with an outside programmer to reproduce our file counts. Frank Heindel and I addressed the State Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on 14th of April, and then we talked with the Election Commission, State Election Commission, early in May. They have promised that these kinds of audits will be done in all future elections. In Richland County, they consolidated the voting machine, the voting registration office and the elections office, and the guy who had been in charge of elections was retired. I went in last week and introduced myself to the person in charge, and she was the one who told me, among other things, yes, they are supposed to be required to collect this audit data and maintain it for 22 months. They believe that that's required under HAVA. And yes, they will be doing these kinds of audits for all future elections. And this past summer, I had an REU student, and David Wagner had several REU students at Cal. We have been mining the event log data, looking for interesting events, identifying PEBs that weren't behaving well and Ivotronics that weren't behaving well on a given election day, and you can do that. As a quality control measure, hardware failures, bad devices. I have a FOIA into the state asking what you do when the internal memories disagree. We have a few machines in Horry County that punted and said we have CRC memory errors. There are three internal memories that are all supposed to be the same, and if it says they're not the same, you're supposed to shut the machine down. Well, that happened. We have a few machines across the state that had corrupted file system event log messages. This did not prevent them from having all of the numbers of votes collected, and I've tried to find out now what the official legal opinion is as to, you know, was bedeutet vote in the case that the memory chips don't agree. One out of three, what if they're all different? What if the number of votes is different? I don't know what the answer is to that. And we will continue this. So I'm hoping we'll have some event log analysis. We have found, for example, there's one five-event sequence that happens when the PEB fails to make initial communications with the Ivotronic. You get two or three PEB failure messages very quickly, and then you get one more event log message, and then you get a terminal shutdown. Nobody can tell us what terminal shutdown means. Everybody says, oh, it's the screensaver mode. Happens like 7 seconds after votes are cast. We have terminal shutdown three or four times in succession, and no message that says it woke up. So I'd like to know, what does terminal shutdown mean? And that's it.
Thank you. I'm sure we have some good questions from the audience. Barbara.
Barbara Simons. I'm going to ask the obvious question, or at least I think it's the obvious question, which is, did you notice any election results which might have been overturned by the missing ballots?
I should have mentioned that. We didn't. For largely political reasons, the two precincts where the votes were not counted in Richland County were heavily one-sided. I think it was 97 or 98% of the votes went for the Democratic candidate for governor who lost the election. And, you know, Chip Moore said, how can this be that you have two votes, you know, out of 200 for the Republican? Well, you look at the district and that's what it's like. Even when one guy, Joe McEachin, had 300 votes misplaced by manual uploading of absentee ballots incorrectly, he was running essentially unopposed. The Lexington 5 school board people, none of the candidates got the right number of votes because of mismanagement of the manual thing, but their margin of victory was just enough so that the difference between the ones who were elected and the ones who weren't would not have been affected by the counts. We've looked. I would love to find an instance when something should have been done differently. Colleton County was a total meltdown. It took them four recounts to get the right answer, and the state still doesn't have the right data. The data the state posted last week for Colleton County is incorrect. We told them it was incorrect. We told them we had the correct data. We had FOIA data from Colleton. It was incomplete. The state had gotten data. The state was incomplete in different ways, but if you put the two together, you had all the votes. But again, that was only 11,000 votes in the entire county, so it was not enough to change elections.
Okay. Could the next speaker come up also while we're taking these couple of questions?
Yes.
Neil McBurnett, Election Audits. So the EAC Technical Guidelines Development Committee is very interested in audits, finally, and is soliciting input on how should one format audit data, what should one include. Have you either compared this with any other systems? Are there any systems that you know of that are doing a good job, or have you formulated advice that you think would fit into those of us that are trying to actually help new systems do the jobs better?
Not yet. The event log data mining over the summer is what has led us. I mean, we see a lot of problems and a lot of things we would like to know from the event logs. I want to check Kara Monocle's statistics and her programs before I say something. But we're about to do that, and I think we will in the next several weeks. One thing, for example, I would like an event log message when it throws code 2759 or something. I would like the message that comes up not to be unknown. I would think that's a reasonable request. We have event log messages thrown where the interpretation of the message is unknown, and we have some of them that I think are cruft from previous versions of the software, and the event log messages are no longer applicable. We're going to do that, I think, this fall, is write that paper up as to the desiderata for event logs.
That's great work, by the way. Thank you so much.
Ipa Waskell. I'm so happy to see you working with the League, and the League in California has passed a transparency resolution saying that all aspects of the election, the processes, the data, et cetera, so that might be a bug you could plant in the ear of the South Carolina League. The other question is, and the league might go along with
this. Well, Eleanor Hare and I are the co-chairs of the task force to come up with what we're going to buy next in the state.
Right. Well, a longer term, because I tend to think overview and long-term solution, is there a state policy, a county policy, or has your ESSA, the Secretary of State, issued a directive or a memo that says all public election data, these are public elections, that all election data, all public election data needs to be made available, you know, as soon as possible or something. Now, you put it in writing and it's going to take years to implement, but at least to have that on the record so that it's a paper that you can wave at someone that says, that includes everything. So you don't have to do this for the election database on the computer, the audit logs, the event logs, you know, to
I don't know whether we even have a Secretary of State office in South Carolina.
We have a state
election commission. The executive director is a civil servant, and the commissioner, the chair of the commission and the commission members are appointed by the governor. I don't know that we have a piece of paper. We have been reluctant to ask for such a piece of paper in case the answer that would come back would not be the one we wanted. So, you know, if you ask and they say no, we're not required to keep the audit data, then what do you do? You don't want that answer, so we just keep asking for more data and they keep supplying us with more data, and that's okay. And then precedent sets in, maybe.
Okay. I think we have to thank the speaker and move on. Very nice talk.